Ave Maria, the solemn novena in honor of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Day 6. The novena begins with the singing of the ancient Marian antiphon, the Tota Pulchra Es. The words in English are, "You are all beautiful, O Mary. You are all beautiful, O Mary. And the original stain is not in you. And the original stain is not in you. You are the glory of Jerusalem. You are the joy of Israel. You are the honor of our people. You are the advocate of sinners. O Mary, Virgin most prudent, Mother most merciful, pray for us. Intercede for us to the Lord Jesus Christ."
The Little Chaplet in honor of the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessed be the Holy and Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
By your Immaculate Conception, O Mary, make our bodies pure and our spirits holy. Blessed be the Holy and Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
By your Immaculate Conception, O Mary, make our bodies pure and our spirits holy. Blessed be the Holy and Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
By your Immaculate Conception, O Mary, make our bodies pure and our spirits holy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
concezione tua Virgo Immaculata fuisti.
Ora pro nobis patrem tuius filium paeparesti.
Let us pray. O God, who by the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin prepared a worthy dwelling for your Son, we beseech you that as in view of the death of that Son you preserved her from all stain of sin, so you would enable us, being made pure by her intercession, to come unto you. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord.
Today on Day 6 of the Novena, we hear from another Franciscan Doctor of the Church, St. Lawrence of Brindisi, who wrote 15 volumes on theology, one of which was a most masterful treatise on the doctrines concerning the Blessed Virgin Mary. St. Lawrence preached in 7 languages, including Latin and Hebrew. Let us listen to this Master of the Sacred Page as he teaches us about our Immaculate Mother.
From the writings of St. Lawrence of Brindisi. The root of humanity, bedchamber of God, and pure water, this is Mary, therefore immaculate. Great was the happiness of human nature in paradise before original sin, so long as man remained in the state of innocence and original justice. Then was human nature like that tree seen by King Nebuchadnezzar in his dreams. Tall, with top touching heaven, wide, with branches filling the whole world, adorned with the loveliest fronds and flowers, and the best of fruits in greatest abundance. But soon, by virtue of the sentence executed by the angel, this tree was despoiled of its goods, and with branches and trunk cut off, was reduced to nothing, almost, except for the command that a root with shoot be preserved safe and intact. On account of sin, humanity tumbled from maximum good fortune to maximum misfortune. Light was changed into darkness, the bright day into the cloudiest of nights. A full moon went into eclipse. But from the contagion of that sin, the shoot, that is Christ, was preserved, as well as the root, Mary, from which that shoot was to rise. We see in Genesis the root with its shoot preserved, for before a penalty for sin was inflicted upon man, it was said to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. She will crush your head. When a king builds some palace to be a proper and rightful dwelling for himself and his family, he constructs it wholly magnificent and adorns it royally as befits his majesty. In such wise did Solomon build his house. Such a king will especially adorn with the greatest magnificence and riches his own chamber, where the throne of his majesty is to be placed. So too does God build his holy church, the living temple of God. Behold the tabernacle of God with men. You are the temple of God, a temple made of living stones, the whole constructed with divine magnificence, as the temple of Solomon. But above all, God adorned his own chamber, which is the most holy virgin. He did so just as Solomon adorned the Holy of Holies, the dwelling place of God. You are all fair, my love, and the stain is not in you. The Hebrew reads, the stain not in you, without the verb is. Similarly, the verb is does not appear in Deuteronomy, when Moses said of God, a faithful God and without any iniquity. David said, because you are a God that wills not iniquity. Yet the Hebrew for that actually reads, not a God willing iniquity you. The latter means you never were, are, or will be willing iniquity. There never was, is, or will be iniquity in God. So too the statement, the stain not in you, means that the stain never was, is, or will be in you. Thus must be understood, not limited to the present tense only, the statement, the stain not in you. One only is my dove, one my perfect one. The Hebrew reads, my immaculate one. There are three words in Hebrew very similar, fam, famach, and famim, of which the first means simple, the second immaculate, and the last perfect. The Hebrew text here, however, uses the second. For this reason, therefore, the all-holy virgin is unique above all queens and young maidens, because she is immaculate, like the purest dove, like the sun itself, which was made full of light. Hence it is written, all fair, my love, and the stain not in you. The singular for you is used, you all, tota tu, not in you. This denotes the uniquely singular grace of Mary. The soul of the Virgin Mother of God was in her conception like the bush with Moses, entirely intact in the midst of the flames, not consumed, unharmed. We praise and invoke your Immaculate Conception, Mary, Mother of God, Perpetual Virgin, Holy Queen, assumed into heaven. We greet you, Daughter of the Eternal Father, Mother of the Redeemer, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, Temple of the Most Holy Trinity. We hail you, Immaculate Lady, eternally predestined by God to be the Mother of Mercy, the Mediatrix of all graces. In your freedom from all stain of sin, and in your fullness of grace, we contemplate the perfect image and first flowering of the Church, as she is to be perfected in the world to come. Therefore, Immaculate Mother of the Church, we now confidently turn to you and ask you to obtain from your holy and beloved Son the favors we request in this novena. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you.
Thank you.
thank you for joining us in the praying of the Solemn Novena in honor of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the Air Maria Catholic Radio Network. If you would like to join us in the praying of the Solemn Novena in person, or to download the various readings used for the Novena, log on to www.wombradio.com. That's www.wombradio.com for more information. Once again, thank you, and Ave Maria.